patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Just in case you thought that the Sheldon Cooper character was not plausible, I decided to bring you this little nugget. Can we say nugget? I like that, nugget. I could go for some chicken nuggets right now. Some sauce. Hell yeah. Anyway, Ulysses, Kansas. Oh, we're going to have to change that name. Dear, dear, dear. We can't have any references to the Civil War. It didn't happen. Anyway, Ulysses, Kansas. A 16-year-old Kansas boy will soon earn his high school diploma. And a few days later, he'll travel to Harvard to collect his bachelor's degree. Now, I realize that this isn't a discipline in string theory, but it does happen. Ulysses High School senior Braxton Morrell will attend both commencement ceremonies in May, becoming the only student to successfully pursue a four-year high school degree and a bachelor's degree from Harvard at the same time, the Hutchinson News reported. This is from Yahoo. This is from Yahoo, that site there with the things. Yeah. Harvard has changed the rules, Braxton's father, Carlos Morrell, said. So his son will the one and only reaching that milestone. Boy, this article is not really written well. Carlos Morrell said they began to realize their son was special when he was in the third grade. That's when he started getting the wedgies. And before anybody judges me, I was right next to him getting wedgies and swirlies, so I don't want to hear about it. Okay? You can't say not nice there. Yeah, nobody asked you. Why don't you go back to your cross stitch or whatever it is you do on your days off? So, in case you were wondering, yes, it does happen. There are brilliant kids out there who actually do something with their lives rather than going on Twitter and becoming social justice warriors when nobody, and I mean by nobody, I mean none of the normal Americans who aren't on social media every day, nobody really cares. You know, it's when we can laugh at ourselves that we truly find some measure of inner peace. I really believe that. And the reason I believe that is because we certainly haven't tried it recently. I mean, think about it. We cannot laugh at ourselves. We get offended if people are laughing at us. One of the defense mechanisms that I discovered or created for myself or tuned or honed or however you want to say it, when I was in school was being able to laugh at myself, because getting angry didn't really accomplish anything. I was such an odd kid. I mean, I have phenylketonuria, and because of that, my brain doesn't exactly function the way society says a normal person's brain should function, the way you should act in a public setting, the way that you should interact socially. The social awkwardness alone got me beatings, got me picked on, got me bullied. Bullies, other kids at a school, they don't care that you've got a rare disease that might be making social interaction difficult, unless it's visual. Then, okay, yeah, let's have a look at this. Well, he's weird, but look at his eyes. His eyes are all effed up. That's not a nice thing to say, but that's what people are doing. You know, when you see somebody with a severe mental disability, the first thing you lock on is, well, this person does not look normal. That's how people identify, okay, got to treat this person with kid gloves because they're different. Somebody who doesn't look different and just acts weird, that person must be bullied. They must be picked on. They must be punished for not being able to grasp the social norms, okay? That isn't just in school. That's in life. That's what people do by nature, okay? If you don't act like everybody else in the group, then you must be targeted. You must be reminded, hey, by the way, you're a weirdo. This is my life right now, folks. Okay. I am constantly working alongside people that don't understand, that even told me they think I made up the disease. Can you imagine saying that to a parent about a mentally retarded child? I think you made it up. He's just got weird eyes. Can you imagine? Well, because they can't see it, because they've never heard of it, either your doctor's a quack and he's just trying to cash a check, or you're a hypochondriac. Whew! I wasn't looking to go into a rant on that subject. But that's what it is. That's how it works in our society. Think twice before giving somebody a hard time. Maybe they have phenylketonuria. Maybe their inability to act what you consider normally in a social situation is a chemical problem. Maybe they just aren't difficult or strange or weird, or, gee, I wonder if he's got seven heads in his fridge. Like, I haven't heard that one yet. Maybe there's something else more deep and going on. And then don't dismiss people as being a hypochondriac, or their doctor's a quack, or, you know, in my case, IU Health has built an entire department to deal with this one specific metabolic disorder. It's all a scam. Yeah, it's all a scam. You're being had. They're just milking you for the money. Well, I have insurance. Well, they're milking the insurance company for the money. And yet the insurance company is buying it. You think they would be able to expose this fraud that's been going on for 40 some odd years. See how ridiculous that sounds? When you really put it out on the table like that, holy crap. Now people sound stupid. So early on in life, I said, okay, I'm gonna learn to laugh at myself. I have a weird personality, which also gives me one hell of a sense of humor. So I use it to my advantage because it's the one strength that I have. And then you end up with voices like this. And this one as well, because it's really not nice to pick on people. And that's the way I am. Take it or leave it. You know, some of you that listen to the podcast might be thinking, wow, I think he's cool. Yeah, try working with me. Suddenly you'll think I'm a weirdo, because this personality, it doesn't change just because I'm on the clock. This is who I am. This is the way I am all the time. So, when a Krispy Kreme donut truck caught fire in Lexington, Kentucky, nobody was injured except for the hearts of local police officers. All donuts carried by that truck were destroyed in the December 31st fire, the cause of which is currently being investigated, according to local news reports. Having some fun with that old joke that police officers love to eat donuts. Lexington Police Department tweeted photos of three different officers crying over the loss of treats and the donut truck's demise. I love it. You gotta Google this story. Donut truck caught fire. Just Google that and look at the pictures. These police, I want to buy them all donuts. Can I buy them all donuts? And by the way, in response, Krispy Kreme sent them a shipment of donuts in response because they thought it was so great. That is how you laugh at yourself. If we did more of that, we'd do less arguing on Twitter. I love these pictures, man. This is great. You know, the cop holding the box, and he's just like, oh, my. Not holding the box. He's just standing in front of the singed truck. And he's just, it's over. I'm going home. My shift is done. I just love it. Fantastic. This is where we show who we truly are as Americans, not who we pretend to be in the Matrix, as I said in a previous episode, but who we actually are with our real sense of humor, with our real oddities. If we could just accept each other rather than not, by the way, people that were different like me, that had the rare disease 800 years ago, burned at the stake. Instead of being just picked on in a jovial way, I guess I can say that, in a jovial way, the entire village had them burned at the stake because it was just not normal. Yeah, human intuition on these subjects is horribly wrong and incorrect. Bring back the sense of humor. I am telling you, man, the more you laugh, first of all, laughter is considered medicine. So there's that. But also, the more you laugh, the more you realize how much of a joke the entire planet is.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.